Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Paul Watson filling in for Alex Jones on this March 2nd, 2011 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Now, before the break, we were talking about the TSA. Now in New Hampshire, they're introducing a bill which would basically make the grope down procedures an act of sexual harassment, which is exactly what it is. And, of course, we had the incident in Savannah where the group of, it was a firefighter leading a group of 30 or 40 people in a tourist group. They disembarked from the train. They'd finished their journey. They were wanting to leave the station. Their luggage was out on the platform. But as soon as they stepped off the train, they were sworn by TSA thugs who told them to enter the train station and subject themselves to a pat-down, grope-down search, which included these TSA thugs doing the pat-down on two nine-year-old boys. The TSA later tried to cover up what was blatantly a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, therefore illegal and unreasonable search, by claiming that the individuals on the train had the choice to leave the station, that they didn't have to go through the pat-down, when in fact the firefighter who was involved in the incident said the exact opposite. And here's what he said, quote, "When we got off in Savannah, there were TSA agents out on the platform that told us to go inside to get our luggage." Bearing in mind their luggage was actually on the platform, they didn't need to go and collect it. "So we were part of about 20 people that wandered inside. As soon as we went inside the door, there were about 14 TSA agents waiting, and they ushered us into a roped-off holding area. They stated we were all being searched, as well as our luggage," that is their hand luggage. "We told them we just got off the train. They said they didn't care that if we entered the building, we were subject to search. We told them we didn't want to enter the building, that they told us to." And he writes that their luggage was never inside. It was waiting for them on the train platform. So, again, TSA on their own website has been caught in a clear lie, saying that these people had the choice to leave the station when, in fact, they were told to enter the station by TSA goons so they could conduct this grope down of the nine-year-old boys. Very important, of course, for basically a completely empty train station. They'd finished their journey. So again, you can't avoid it by not flying. It's everywhere. It's in the train stations. It's on the highways. It's on the street corners. The mobile radiation scanners are coming to your neighborhood. You can't avoid it by burying your head in the sand and saying, "Oh, I'll just not fly," when it's all coming to your doorstep. Which is why we need to support the actions of those in New Hampshire to make the grope down procedure itself an act of sexual harassment. And of course, we need to lobby and support the airports to kick out the TSA altogether and replace them with private screeners. Let's go to a call now, and it's Stacy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead. Stacy. Ben in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Paul. I'm a huge InfoWars supporter. I'm a Prison Planet TV member, and I just wanted to say thanks for all the work you guys do, and you guys really inspired me to take action against the globalists. I wanted to bring up a point. The Fox Nation mediaite video of the Alex Jones appearing on The View seems to be edited. Where he says building 7, they cut out the 7. It sounds like he's just saying buildings, which is more obscure. But I urge you guys to check that out and see if I'm correct about that.
Yeah, I received an email about that. Didn't get a chance to look at the video today, but we'll definitely do so. Because, of course, if they edited out 7, in the words building 7, then that's another cover-up, just as they edited in the wrong footage when Ron Paul won the CPAC poll. Very devious on behalf of Fox News, so we'll definitely check into that. We'll be back with more of your calls after the break on the Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones today. Oil has jumped to $101 a barrel, over $101, in fact, on the back of news that an airstrike near an oil terminal was launched by Gaddafi's forces. Of course, we were talking about last week's airstrike in the previous segment. There's no doubt that Gaddafi is now employing airstrikes against these rebels in the east of the country. Reuters, oil rose on Wednesday as escalating violence in Libya threatened the OPEC nation's oil infrastructure and markets braced for a potential prolonged disruption. Prices jumped to close in on a fresh 2.5-year high on news that fresh airstrikes hit Brega, about 2 kilometres from a Libyan oil terminal, after Muammar Gaddafi launched a land and air offensive to retake territory in Libya's east. Quote, it looks like an attack fairly close to what is one of Libya's largest storage and export terminals, said Andy Labau, trader at MF Global in New York. Also, Reuters reporting rebels in East Libya want a UN-backed airstrike. Oh, now we see the pretext for humanitarian interventionism coming to the fore, which is interesting because Kurt Nimmo wrote an article a couple of days ago in which one of the rebel leaders said that they were not interested in any foreign military intervention. So now Reuters is reporting a rebel National Libyan Council leader in East Libya called for a UN-backed airstrike on foreign mercenaries used by leader Muammar Gaddafi against his own people, a spokesman for the council said on Wednesday. Hafiz Goga, a spokesman for the council based in the rebel-held city of Benghazi, told a news conference Gaddafi was using, quote, African mercenaries in Libyan cities, which amounted to an invasion of the oil-producing North African region. So because Gaddafi's using African mercenaries, now the rebel leader, which is the same individual who only 2 days ago said he didn't want foreign intervention, is now calling for UN and NATO mercenaries to invade the country of Libya. Very interesting development indeed. Of course, all this is completely based on humanitarian concerns, as the mass media will obediently tell you, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that Libya holds the largest amount of oil reserves on the entire African continent. Complete coincidence. Go back to sleep, watch Dancing on Ice. John in Kansas, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, John, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I want you to go to Google if you can, and there's a PDF of unclassified document. It's called, it's basically Con Edison's involvement in 9/11 in World Trade Center. Just type in cryptome.org space con, C-O-N, space Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. And in that article, it talks about how this employee for Con Edison named Fred Sims thought World Trade 7 would collapse at 4:15 p.m. when it collapsed at 5:20 p.m. in reality. And so he knew an hour and 5 minutes ahead of time that World Trade 7 would collapse, even though it was not hit. And also keep in mind, Con Edison was also bombed in the 50s by the guy named George the Mad Bomber Metzky. So that was a former employee. They were bombed and they were involved in bombings in the past. Also, Con Edison was contracted with the energy grid for Bowling Green District in New York City. And what's interesting about the Bowling Green District in New York City is that it held many architectural firms in the Bowling Green District. It also held firms dealing with intellectual property, maybe setting more, dealing with cybersecurity. And a lot of it has to do with intellectual property on the Internet. Another thing, there's the South Court District, Court District dealing, and the courts deal with, with the businesses going out of business, basically. It dealt with securities fraud at South Court District. South Court also dealt with, they had cases dealing with securities fraud as well. And what else is interesting?
Con Edison, I mean, just like Mr. Pullet, Larry Silverstein, they were in on the post 9/11 bounty with their attempt to get $200 million in rebuilding money after 9/11. They failed in that. So certainly a conflict of interest there in attempting to exploit the post 9/11 bounty. And as we know, BBC, CNN were both reporting that Building 7 had collapsed an hour before it actually did. So the word was out ahead of time on that, as we've reported. Thanks for the call. We're going to go to Shay in Washington. You're on the air, Shay. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Paul. This is a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you guys every day for months and wanted to thank all of you for what you're doing and all the hard work you guys are putting in. We're you know, I'm mobilizing locally, and it's just sounding like more and more people are doing the same. And one question that I haven't heard asked by anybody that I feel like is an important question for all of us to keep in mind is, say today is the new V-Day. Say today is Victory Day. We beat the globalists. We've retaken our government. What does life look like to us? I mean, like, are we talking a really fundamental change of the social, political, economic order, or are we just talking, it all just boils simply down to is a lot more accountability and transparency or government? I mean, how do you guys see that?
Well, first of all, you don't have a revolution like we've seen in Egypt where there's nothing in the aftermath to replace it and replace the corrupt system and take the reins of power. Because in Egypt, there's a complete vacuum. The so-called revolutionaries, the ones who, you know, haven't been rallied and provocateured by the U.S. embassy, as was reported 3 years in advance, they had nothing to replace Mubarak, which is why the corrupt military dictatorship that was behind Mubarak in the first place simply took the reins of power and is now doing deals with the same personalities that put Mubarak in the first place. So, of course, the beginning of any restoration of the republic is to work out, you know, what's gonna replace the corrupt system afterwards. And of course, we've got very few politicians in Congress and in the Senate that can be tasked with doing that. Rand Paul and Ron Paul are two of them. Certainly, every one of their proposals for how a post-corrupt system will look like. You know, their proposals will form the framework of that, key central to which is the abolition of the Federal Reserve. But I don't think we're close anytime soon to restoring the American Republic. I mean, it probably won't even happen in our lifetime. So we're not even at the point of deciding what happens afterwards. We've got to alert millions more people to the fact that it is corrupt in the first place because, you know, the vast majority of Americans still got their head in the sand and they're still watching, you know, Dancing on Ice with Bristol Palin or whatever. So you've got a long way to go before we get to that stage. Thanks for the call. Rolling Stone magazine has done a profile of Alex Jones, which has been released today, and it's going to be in the next hard copy issue. And Alex told me about this, I believe, 2 or 3 months ago that they were doing this piece because obviously the Rolling Stone journalist who wrote the article was in and around Alex in his office preparing material for the piece. It's a 4-page article on their website. It's mainly positive. The overall impact of it is positive. Certainly, when it talks about Alex's personal motivations and his, you know, the history of how he came to be in the role that he's in today, how he was a, you know, a quote hellraiser when he went up against cops in Dallas, and how that led him to voraciously consume history books and work out how elites throughout history have dominated their populations through the same control methods. So, personally speaking, in terms of Alex, it's quite a positive profile. It talks about how Alex doesn't get into the kind of stuff that, you know, is an obsessive habit amongst a lot of Alex's critics, and how this is only benefits his message in the long run. But it does raise certain political issues in an attempt to denigrate Alex's political stance. As I wrote in my blurb today, population control, the writer cites National Security Memorandum 200, and this is the infamous Kissinger memo in which they openly state that they're going to use food as a weapon, as a means of thinning third world populations. The writer kind of brushes over that in an effort to portray Alex as exaggerating the issue, but we'll go over it more in the next segment, and we'll be taking your calls as well on The Alex Jones Show live at prisonplanet.tv. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Paul Watson filling in for Alex Jones today. Aaron Dykes will be coming up in the next hour, and he'll be joined by former head of Reaganomics, Paul Craig Roberts. Rolling Stone magazine today is calling Alex Jones the most paranoid man in America, and despite the headline, it's actually quite a positive, encouraging article. One of the things we were talking about before the break is where the writer kind of dismisses Alex's entire stance on population reduction by having his own personal interpretation of Kissinger's National Security Memorandum 200, in which the globalists openly talk about the need to curb the numbers of LDC people, lesser developed countries, and in doing so they talk about using food as a weapon. But the writer of the Rolling Stone article defines it as, quote, little more than government officials beginning to grapple with the strategic implications of runaway population growth. And of course, as we've deeply and exhaustively documented in a series of articles, and indeed in Alex's own documentary film, Endgame, the whole eugenics movement cannot be boiled down to one Henry Kissinger memo. Of course, the history of it betrays its nefarious nature. Of course, eugenics grew amongst the aristocracy in 19th century Britain, and it was then exported. It manifested itself under Hitler's Third Reich, because of course John D. Rockefeller's father exported Germany through his bankrolling of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which led to Mengele and the super race and all this other Nazi ideology. And that's the reason why, you know, the pseudoscience of eugenics became so unpopular after that, and it was had to be rebranded in the 1950s in America and in the West generally as family planning. And now, of course, we see Marie Stopes, who in fact wrote love letters to Hitler, was at the Nuremberg Population Congress, being lauded by the Western media as some great female human rights campaigner, when in fact she was aggressively for the sterilization of the so-called inferior races, you know, black people. So they were all virulently racist individuals pushing eugenics, and then of course family planning as a mean to thin races of people who they deemed inferior to the aristocracy. So the population reduction agenda for dummies is the preeminent article where we boil down all this information and cite numerous examples of where the eugenics agenda has now morphed into the family planning abortion agenda, and of course it goes a whole lot deeper than the Henry Kissinger memo. But in saying that, I mean, the impression I got on the whole from reading this Rolling Stone magazine profile was positive. Of course, I mean, the writer spent a lot of time, obviously, in Alex's company, and that is reflected in the way in which he talks about how Alex is personally motivated to do what he does and how it affects his personal life. A lot of the time, of course, these mainstream media, quote, profiles will not only denigrate us politically, but they'll go after Alex personally as well. We've had some of the most vicious smears and hit pieces ever witnessed, certainly over the past few years. But on those terms, I mean, the Rolling Stone magazine profile is relatively positive, so I encourage you to read it for yourself. We've got excerpts of it linked up on prisonplanet.com, and you can click through and read the full article at Rolling Stone magazine, and it's entitled Talk Radio's Alex Jones, the most paranoid man in America. Paranoid about the fact that, you know, they're putting sterilants in the water supply, which is precisely what White House science czar John P. Holdren said they should do in his 1977 book Eco-Science. But again, to even discuss it is to be paranoid, the most paranoid man in America. Back to the callers. Scott in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to say, sir, that Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, the Rothschild family, America's banking system is controlled by international Jewish bankers who have destroyed America's system. And not only that, they control the Federal Reserve. You know, the Jews control America.
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back live, prisonplanet.tv. Don't
worry.
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even
$101 on the ports of Libya airstrikes. We've got the pretext for a quote humanitarian military intervention taking place right now over in Libya. We've got oil and gas prices surging to new levels. But don't worry, because the new iPad 2 is actually thinner than the iPhone 4. So that's what the vast majority of Americans will be talking about this evening. Of course, that's the most important news of the day. Doesn't matter that the whole Middle East and North Africa is melting before our very eyes. There's a new iPad 2, and it's exactly the same as the previous one, except it's a little bit thinner and has a camera on it. Just hand over your $600 and you can run with the latest Apple fanboy iPad crowd and talk about it ad infinitum while the world collapses around you. We're going to go to more calls now. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Good day to you, mate. How you doing today?
Good to speak to you. What's on your mind today?
I'm kind of new to this, and I've talked to, on Alex's show here on phone a couple of times. But I found something kind of interesting here that maybe you could elaborate on or help me with. I'm reading here that the federal government was basically filed for like a Chapter 11, so to speak, bankruptcy under the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933, and it was declared by President Roosevelt as being bankrupt and insolvent, according to the House Joint Resolution 192. I'm understanding now that we are bankrupt, so we're basically the stooges for these international bankers. So our fight here is basically trying to free ourselves of our independence of these knuckleheaded international bankers, United Nations and the World Bank.
Well, that's precisely the point. And now they're preparing with glee their banker world currency. And, of course, they can't roll that out without there being this debt crisis and this dollar crisis in the United States. Total U.S. debt hits $14.195 trillion, $99 billion away from debt ceiling. We have on PrisonPlanet.com today from Zero Hedge and Tyler Durden. And the article states, now that all auctions from last week have settled, the real debt picture has emerged as of February 28th. Total U.S. debt is $14.194 trillion. A settlement charge of $57 billion on the day alone. As a reminder, the total debt limit is $14.24 trillion, or $100 billion away. So we're about to reach that tipping point of the debt ceiling, which traditionally, in historical terms, is the point which marks the collapse of any country when it can't anymore fund its military foreign adventures or sufficiently take care of its own population at home. So we're reaching that tipping point as we speak. Thanks for the call. Alex in South Korea, you're on the air. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello, Paul. I'm going to get right into this. Everybody heard about how one of the Google workers turned up in Egypt, and it's really strange. And one thing that people don't realize is that the Google CEO, Eric Schmidt, is actually a CFR member, just to remind everybody. And it's so weird, like 3 months ago, I was reading Foreign Affairs, which is the CFR journal, and Eric Schmidt wrote an article stating like how in the future, revolutions will be started using the Internet and the power of social media. And this was written like, I guess, October. And it's so weird because everything that he wrote in that article is pretty much happening today. And what's interesting is one of the subheadlines he has in the article is the revolution will be podcast. And that's basically what happened. And now we got this Google worker turning up in Egypt. And people are thinking he's helping start the revolutions. Other people are saying he's not. And after reading that article 3 months ago before all this happened, I tend to agree that all this is happening with Google's help and help of the CFR, which Eric Schmidt is a member of. So it's really weird. And I was wondering.
No, it's amazing. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
There was a report out of, I believe it was Reuters, and it said Russia blames Google for stirring Egypt unrest. Forget Russia. Eric Schmidt himself, during a public event, praised this Google cyber activist. His name was Wael Ghonim, a young executive at the company. And in fact, Schmidt said directly that he played a very significant role in stoking up and organizing the protests via Facebook and Twitter. So Google CEO admits that this Google exec played a direct and pivotal role in stirring up the Facebook revolution in Egypt. And then you've got the media saying it's all a conspiracy theory invented by Russia and questioning it when it's admitted fact. And Schmidt himself says that the company's proud of this executive for playing a role in the faux revolution in Egypt, which, as we've documented, was known ahead of time by the U.S. embassy, who sent in their operatives to stir it up. Not that the Egyptians didn't have legitimate grievances, but the U.S. knew ahead of time and
basically hijack the revolution, as they've now done in Libya, and are, you know, preparing to go in militarily with the U.S. special forces, having already landed, according to sources. But yeah, Schmidt is a regular Bilderberg attendee. In fact, we did an article on this a couple of weeks ago by Steve Watson, 10 ways in which Google runs the world, and the evidence is all there. Google is an integral part of the Big Brother panopticon. It's hooked in by the CIA and the NSA. That's all admitted. It's not a conspiracy theory. And now we have, you know, the search engine being involved in overthrows of foreign governments. So Schmidt's a pivotal player in the New World Order, just like Bill Gates, and just like Bill Gates attended the last Bilderberg meeting in Spain. Schmidt himself is a regular attendee of the globalist confab, and that's why he comes out with these statements about, you know, privacy's dead, why do people care about privacy? Of course, because his company is directly violating privacy in a myriad of different ways, not least of which, now, forget Google Street View, they've got Google cameras mounted on what look like Segways, and they're going through parks taking pictures of everything, so basically mapping out the entire world. Street View, of course, was the first incarnation of that. And Google's an intimate player in this Big Brother system that's going to get us all in the databases, and basically to collapse any faith we had in, you know, holding on to the last remaining strands of our privacy. Schmidt says privacy doesn't matter, and he goes right ahead and destroys it. And now they're involved in these revolutions as well. Stacy in San Diego, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to touch back on that subject you brought up about Rolling Stone accusing Alex Jones of being overly paranoid. And let's talk about a paranoid conspiracy theory, if you will. Alex has been very good about reporting on FEMA's activities and the things that FEMA does on behalf of the government. And there's a story that I don't believe I've seen Alex report on yet, and that is the FEMA NLE exercise for 2011, and this is for May of this year. And it surrounds the New Madrid Fault Zone in the United States, which is in the Midwest, and it surrounds an earthquake disaster scenario. And this happens to be the 200-year anniversary of the New Madrid Fault earthquake, which happened in 1811. It was a series of two or three earthquakes that were all of a magnitude 8 or greater that occurred in 1811 in February, and they were, you know, devastating at the time, and they would be incredibly devastating today and would cause a massive loss of life. Well, it seems that FEMA has been putting out requisition orders on the Internet to the public sector. Starting in January of this year, they've put out requisition orders to public entities to fill things like MREs, blankets, underwater body bags, gasoline, bottled water in liters, and they're asking for massive, massive amounts, 140 million MREs. They want 7 million MREs for a 10-day period, two meals a day. That's 140 million meals. So that seems odd to me that if you're running an exercise, why would you need to actually go and purchase these items? So I just wanted to hear your comment on that and know if you guys have researched this story and are going to report on this story.
Well, we're reporting on it right now. National Level Exercise 2011, Private Sector Participation. This is a press release by FEMA.gov. NLE 2011 will simulate the catastrophic nature of a major earthquake in the central United States region of New Madrid Seismic Zone. And as you say, the year 2011 is the bicentennial anniversary of the 1811 New Madrid earthquake. And, of course, we've carried articles on PrisonPlanet.com about how a lot of people expect that this earthquake could be set to repeat itself. So FEMA is basically going to simulate the catastrophic aftermath of that earthquake. And as you said, they're going to set up command posts, emergency operation centers, to include federal facilities in the Washington, D.C. area. And, of course, don't forget the story we reported last week on PrisonPlanet.com. FEMA, which, of course, is supposed to be based in America, was at ground zero last week when the New Zealand earthquake struck. So they were conveniently in position there. Of course, you look back to Hurricane Katrina, and it was FEMA that was cutting the communication lines and sabotaging the relief efforts there. And why would they do that? Because every time such a catastrophe occurs and the response is not swift enough, is not good enough, if people die, then the only result that ever happens is that FEMA goes and complains to Congress and gets more power and more funding. So, you know, it's like a business that goes out and fixes windscreens. If there were no broken windscreens, they wouldn't make any money. They'd be out of business. FEMA fixes catastrophes and the aftermath of catastrophes. And so if none occurred, then there'd be no call for them to exist as a federal agency. So they're always conveniently on the ground when these disasters happen. And they often are caught, as in the case of Katrina, sabotaging the relief efforts, and escalating the crisis, which eventually leads to them getting more power and funding. We've covered these NLE exercises in the past, and so we'll have all eyes on that one, especially as it relates to the New Madrid fault line, which we posted numerous articles on prisonplanet.com about that being a very sensitive and potential area for an earthquake. Thanks to the call. Matt in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Do we have Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, first-time caller, Prison Planet member, and I just actually had two questions instead of reiterating what you're already conveying. To me, it seems like all this information you guys are doing very well and putting out is so overwhelming. You have all your fluorides at the local level, all the way up to the IMB and the international banking. Is there anything that's put together, such as a structure or a hierarchy, that somebody could kind of get a, I'm a visual guy, a look at and say, okay, I can assist in this region at this particular project, something that of actionable that can actually do something instead of saying, yeah, I'm passing the information, everybody acknowledges it's going on, but what can we truly do about it?
I think what you have to do as a listener is not necessarily try and ape what we're doing. We're basically a news organization, so we are tasked with covering every single issue, which is why it feels overwhelming when there's all these different issues taking place and you feel like you're being bombarded with all this information, which is what we feel like because that's our job, to cover it every day. But the thing that you as listeners need to do, I believe, is to, like Alex says, pick one individual issue. For example, fluoride in the water. In Canada and the UK and parts of the US recently, we've seen local authorities getting together and saying that they're going to remove fluoride from the water supply, that is artificially added fluoride. And that's because of pressure from local groups and the pressure that has been put on them. So you need to get local and you need to pick one particular issue. It's no good running around like a headless chicken trying to, you know, take the world on your back because one person can never change everything. But if you pick one individual and then get together with like-minded people in your local area, then you can create the pressure groups that lead to genuine change in your local region, for example, with getting the fluoride out of the water. So I know exactly where you're coming from when you say it's overwhelming. That's because I think too many people are trying to fight on too many different fronts when the most successful approach would be to spread our info warrior battalions locally and into individual issues on which they can campaign, lobby and fight. So I think that's the way to do it, rather than to try and take on everything and everyone at once. Thanks for the call. Fred in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Rather. But anyway, since this knowledge is out there that all the Arab countries are going to be double-crossed, doesn't the Al-Qaeda and the revolutionaries over there know that they will also be double-crossed, as a lot of nations already have? And so will we be double-crossed, the American people.
Well, it's a good point. you've got to realize that these so-called revolutionaries do have genuine grievances, both in Egypt and in Libya. They want to see the corrupt government kicked out. I mean, most of the people in Iraq, you know, weren't fans of Saddam Hussein, but what was to come, I'm sure they'd have preferred to stick with Hussein. As regards Al-Qaeda, I mean, Al-Qaeda is the base. The leaders of Al-Qaeda are all in the pocket of the U.S. military industrial complex. That's why the spiritual leader of the hijackers was meeting there at the Pentagon, Anwar al-Awlaki, just months after 9/11. So regarding the leaders of Al-Qaeda, they're totally in the pocket. The revolutionaries themselves, they're just following their own grievances. And as I talked about earlier in the show, first we had the rebel leader in Libya saying that he didn't want foreign intervention, and now the news today is saying that he's calling for the UN to help oust Gaddafi with airstrikes. So they're trying to get a piece of the pie for themselves, and in that process opening up their country to complete globalist domination, which is exactly why the globalists are hijacking the revolution. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned, prisonplanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show Live. Coming up in the next segment, Aaron Dykes is going to be talking to the father of Reaganomics, Paul Craig Roberts. Be sure to stay tuned for that. BBC News, Frankfurt airport shooting, two US servicemen dead. Two US servicemen have died after a gunman opened fire on a bus carrying American military personnel at Frankfurt airport, police say. At the moment, it appears that the gunman hasn't been identified, so we wait to see if that will be tied into the unfolding situation in Libya and general opposition to US military intervention, which, of course, as a recent Rasmussen poll showed, is shared by the majority of the American people. John, in Michigan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
I was wondering, since it's essentially admitted that the anthrax attacks were a false flag attack and the case against Bruce Ivins was complete garbage, I was hoping that you could bring us up to date and summarize the attacks as to what we know today. And specifically, I'd be interested in hearing your take on Dr. Phil Szach.
Yeah, well, we know that the case against Ivins is completely concocted. Of course, the anthrax attacks came in the aftermath of 9/11, in the very days after 9/11, and it emerged later that the entire White House cabinet, Bush and all his advisors, were on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. So when it appeared clear that the government had prior knowledge of the anthrax attack, which of course was used to continue the fear-mongering surrounding the threat of terrorists against America while they prepared the Patriot Act and the police state rollout that was immediately to follow, they had to keep the paranoia running high, and they did so with the anthrax attacks, and it came out that the case against this individual was completely concocted because the attack was a false flag. I believe Steve Watson wrote a story on that recently with all the latest developments, and it'll be in the featured news archive of prisonplanet.com. So all the latest developments on Irvine and Bruce Irvin, sorry, and that anthrax attack false flag is contained in that article. Jukebox in North Carolina, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, what's on your mind today?
Okay, you have to forgive my ignorance. Is this Paul Watson I'm talking with?
Yes, it is.
Are you the bearded fellow who did an interview, had it up on YouTube before?
Talking about, thanks for the call. Richard in Vermont, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name is Richard.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello? Richard. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. I got on there. I want to say hi to Jim and Kathy down in North Carolina, but I got a question directly. What's a good search engine as an alternative? This isn't a, like an advertisement or anything. I'm just looking for good information. What's a good search engine besides Google? Because I've totally lost trust in them.
The best one that we found, which we use on Infowars.com, is startpage.com, and they're all about privacy and not submitting your searches to the government, which Google enjoys doing. So, I mean, that's the one that we recommend people use, startpage.com. Thanks for the call. And we have run out of time for this segment, but coming up is Aaron Dykes, and he's going to be interviewing the father of Reaganomics, Paul Craig Roberts, about a myriad of issues. I've been Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex Jones. You can continue to watch the live stream at prisonplanet.tv. Stay tuned for Aaron Dykes and Paul Craig Roberts. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.